In a world shaped by yesterday's meaning into tomorrow, we find ourselves weaving possibilities in an endless constellation of opportunities. Suspended in the big blue, we find ourselves in the shared moment, with a question on our lips and a desire in our hearts, where lifestyle, business, consciousness share the same office space as your purpose and your brand. Welcome to the Supernova Podcast, a never-ending chronicle, a narrative, really, designed to usher in Big Bang shebangs and a whole lot more glimmer. Here's to that space-time continuum, fellow astronaut, or dare I say, supernova. Here's to leaning in. Let's get astronomical. Let's shift the needle into flow. Here's the mission. We find ourselves on the perfect cusp of the perfect moment of exactly what it needs to be, where we need to be who we need to be. And I think that's such a phenomenal statement, and yet, so much of a bumper sticker, and yet, so hard to comprehend. It's this thing that rolls off our tongue, something that our mind knows, but our heart doesn't, or our heart knows, but our mind doesn't. And we find ourselves divided in these two planes, in these two dimensions, and in these two realities, in a suspended kind of animation. And it's an interesting kind of space to be in, and it's an interesting time to be in. Yes, it's the shift age, it's about disruption, it's all about the energy of ebb right now, and it's all about finding those feet and moving through the disruption and learning to play with the quantum field in such a profound kind of way. But we're also in a leap year, and I think that's also another profound and powerful truth, because these come around, so to speak, once in a blue moon. And I say that likely knowing that tonight is going to be the cusp of a new full moon. Yay, so excited about that. And so excited about tonight's full moon walk. I haven't been on one of those in ages, and yay, I'm just counting down to that the whole day. But here in the present, in the now, we are at a moment of a leap year. And the great thing about a leap year is, yes, it comes around in a different kind of way. It's not something we have every back pocket, and it gives you just that little bit longer to really step into something. But my invitation is to not wait till the last minute on this. I know people need pressure to evolve and erupt, and there is a simmering happening beneath the magma of civilization, our earth crust as you know it, our consciousness erupting, the way we're doing business, the way we're showing up, the way we're being as people with all these different challenges and all these different things that are coming up, all these different elements that are showing up in our own different fields, pushing and ebbing and powerhousing us forward to move through that kind of time and space. So much so that we think of them as challenges when in fact they're opportunities dressed in unfamiliar clothes. They're alien to us and we cannot comprehend it. Therefore they are other and other being bad because they are not one of us. They do not speak the same tongue that we do. They do not come from the same place. They're in an evolved space, or they're just a different species. Who knows where they're at in that whole space-time continuum? I don't think we even need to give them labels. But please, 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 I was not going to bring this up at the end of the month. I really wanted to bring this up now, and I'm really being called to bring this up now, as a penny drops. Thank you for that. And noticing that we do want to get pushed into the corner about things. We want to get pushed onto the ledge. We almost want this eruptive moment to come into our own creation of this. And I've been looking at this kind of supernova principle of eruption and the law of potency and the principles of potency and the law of eruption. and all these kind of downloads that are coming through in terms of the supernova principle, and it's a beautiful story, and you shall hear it in the unfolding of Blazing Bold, a new book which is on the horizon, which is all about a luminous guide to living in an ever-expansive universe. Really excited to share that. And that brings together a thread of so many different things. And I think the most profound one right now that I want to leap into as we leap into the new year, and as the greatest invitation right now is to take the leap, not on the extra day that we have, because it's so easy to waste a month, a year, a second, a breath on anything meaningless. And I will put up my hand to having done that and doing that and potentially still doing that in the future, because you know what? I may be a supernova in the making, I may be a supernova in the flesh, but I am here in a human form, and so are you, and nobody's gonna get out of this without having these human moments and these human blunders, and that's okay, that's okay. But the moment and the truth is to not get stuck in it. And here's what I want to bring up about that, because I've been talking a lot about mindset, I've been talking a lot about arrival, I've been talking a lot about being bold, stepping into the flame, leaning into your truth, all these different things through these varying incantations and memos of the universe, which obviously come back into your business, come back into your brand, come back into your lifestyle, and fuse with consciousness and fuse with your purpose, because we are not disconnected from that. This little idea came through to me the other day and it did not want to let me go. It held on tight, and it wasn't even a holding on. It didn't feel like a burden. It just made its presence known in every moment. In every moment that I almost looked at it, it was like the subtext of every moment was this idea, this quote that had come to me. And again, you can look at it as a bumper sticker. You can look at it like a, yeah, totally get it. But when you really sit with it and when you really try and comprehend and put your mind around it, it's like, hold on. So what are you actually saying? So what I'm actually saying is this. It's the idea of, we are not attached to anything, but we are connected to everything. Let me say that again. We are not attached to anything, but we are connected to everything. We find ourselves attaching our meaning to our business. You know, I just saw Facebook recently has a description of about you, and added description about you. And the first kind of thing that goes into my expectation or my thinking is to pull my Twitter bio and really just a bio and insert that in there. This is what I do and this is what I'm up for. And is that really who I am? Is that really who we are? Our job titles? Now, of course, I've kind of moved beyond the word of job titles. Job titles have always been a bit of a gray area for me, this kind of intangible making of things, because I remember when I was working in the music industry, and I may have shared the story again, but let me just bring it up in case it needs to re-land or you're new in this process and you've missed it. I was in the music industry and I was doing so many different things at one given point. And people would ask me what I do. And I'm like, well, I run that publication, I run the business, I do the bookings, I handle this. There was a lot of different levels of stuff that I was doing in the business. Part of me was in the manager seat. I was also suspended in the worker bee seat. I was also suspended in the forward-thinking evolutionary seat. And the team management seat and the accounts management seat. And there was just a lot of seats and a lot of spinning plates. And to be able to explain what I did on any given day was a mouthful. You know, it was a serying of tasks, because that's what you start doing when you're an entrepreneur. Even if you do bring a team on you with you from the get-go, you do find yourself being absorbed into conversations that may live a little bit outside of your realm, but you address them and you speak into them from a place of genius, from a place of you only know and greater vision and greater design. And you collectively shape something, which is a beautiful thing that a team allows you to do. And I'm so amazed and profounded about the makeshift team and where it's at and how it's been growing and how it's been ebbing and how it's been flowing and how it's gone into partnerships and how it's playing around in the generative kind of space. Bill, you'll be so proud. Yay. I mean, it's still up there, but it's not, if you know what I mean. And that's an aside. But on the thing of job titles, I remember people asking me, what is it that I do? And I think I was calling myself a entertainment producer or something like that. Like, I produce, which is the tangible kind of masculine managerial business leadership skill sets, and entertainment, because that was the end product that we were delivering. Whether we were delivering a personal brand that seeked to entertain or create some sort of an experience, everything in that industry was about entertainment, because it was the entertainment industry, if you get my drift. So I'd always kind of been in these kind of spaces of looking at these things, and just noticing that that came up for me again today was just really, really interesting. And the reason why it came up is because we get so attached to the things we are, the way we do things, the way we are, the thing we are, even the thing we are, the identity, oh my goodness, this identity, or this understanding of an identity, of what that means to be this, you know, what it means for me to be a supernova, what it means for you to be a luminary, what it means for you to be a change maker, what it means for you to be a person of influence. And these are even grander ideas than just being an entrepreneur, which in itself is already a grand, big, bold, daring, luminous kind of out there word that's already kind of gotten approval, but still has this kind of fuzziness around the edges and this almost intangibility around its core, which I guess makes it much more pulsating and much more exciting and much more lively, because you know there's charge there and you know there's passion and purpose there. But if we strip away all of that, what are we really connected to? And I thought about Buddhist monks. Not that I've had much experience with them, but I know of people who have studied the ways, and obviously I've a little bit familiar with a little bit of Zen things, not enough to really preach it, not that it's something you preach or speak into, but it is something that's there in the conversational bubble. And it's this idea that they've kind of removed themselves from attachment to the tangible. They no longer feel the need to have ownership over certain things. They no longer feel the need for acquiring material things and defining their purpose by that. I mean, the monk who sold his Ferrari is a classic tale of that, of having had all these acquisitions and then being able to release that and know who you are at your core of that. But in that space-time continuum, you're still connected. So you're nothing and you're everything. And it's a profound juxtaposition to kind of think through it, but a really profound one at that. And seeing that tonight is the full moon, and one of the things that I follow is Mystic Mama, who kind of speaks into the astrology and the constellations and those kinds of things, just to kind of see what's up in the universe, not to make it the Holy Trinity or the Holy Bible. But there is something in my personal perspective to that. And I won't go into the post. You can read it if you're in tune with that. I know that so many of you are coming from so many different places. There's the evolutionaries, there's the scientific minds, there's the spiritualists, there's the consciousness people. There's the people who believe in magic and the people who believe in illusions. There's so many different ways of playing this game. None are wrong. Every way is a right way, but not the right way to playing it. And there was one thing that I think could transcend all these kinds of different spaces and things without making it too jaded into one perspective or too crystalline or too spiritual. And it was this quote and this idea of, life doesn't happen to us, we happen to life. And I absolutely love that. I love that, love that, love that, because I think it's such a profound truth. We think the world happens to us. We think cause and effect is something outside of us and we're just along for the ride. And if you're taking on that kind of mentality, then you're pretty much signing up for something like, your destiny's already been decided, your fate's already been decided, everything has been decided for you, and you have no say in the matter. And I know you don't believe that, but just notice that if you think the one, you can't almost discard the other because you're in half truths and in half stances between the two, and it's either ebbing you out of that whole mentality, or it's asking you to get dogmatic about it and kind of go, well, it's written in the stars and therefore I have to do what they tell me to, or I was born into a family that does this and that's all I'll ever be and that's all I'll ever do and I'll never be able to attain anything more. That isn't the human condition. That isn't the human spirit. The human spirit does want to rise. Consciousness does want to rise. Innovation, creativity, the pulse, love, heartbeat, all of these elements want to rise. They want to grow. They want to thrive. They want to be in that expansive space. And this isn't a competitive space. This isn't anything about corporate suits and watching your back and sharpening your knives and getting ready for war. This is none of that sumo wrestling power stuff. The art of the war does not even need to come into play here. Not in this kind of new age game that we're playing. But we do need to take a couple of factors and a couple of things into consideration as we play this game and as we move forward into this new way of being. And something that one of the luminaries from the Luminary Bootcamp, which is a level 2 masterclass program that's being run through the Global Movement Summit, which, if you haven't guessed, is more than just a summit. It's an incubator to design and uncover your next level purpose so that you can contribute your truth, shape your brand, live your truth, and create a business that's designed to share your ideas at the fullest and lead that way. Where we look at branding and consciousness and marketing and leadership and all these kind of elements that are actually part and parcel and not extensions or departments in the way of conventional thinking. They're not subsections of a business plan. They're all amalgamated into the oneness and the core of everything. You can tell that this is a passion point for me. But something that Aurelie Lemieux said, and even her name is luminary and luminous and beautiful, because she is such a change maker and an impact maker and an influencer and luminary who currently is giving her voice to a phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal movement called Voice the Change. I'll tell you a little bit more about that towards the end. But something that she inspired, or something that she started threading together, and the conversation evolved into its own little tangent, into its own little path, into its own little pathway, was the idea that we come from a place of serving, or we can come from a place of saving. And traditionally, we want to come from a place of saving. This is what I've been talking about when we come in with the old business models, the old ways of doing things. We want to save. We want to find a solution to something, a product needs a solution, therefore we need to be a sort of a savior, a hero, an answer, an oracle of some sort of nature to be able to present that. Whereas if you move from higher consciousness, you move from actually serving, complementing, and holding the space, rather than trying to alter it in any shape or form. You're using more of the power to help it rise than change or transform it. I'd like to think that it's almost even the borderline between transcendence and transformation. Transformation is the process of change. Transcendence is the process of rising up and rising into and rising upwards, onwards, inwards with purpose. And with that, I have this question. It's a question I've been asking for a while, but not in this particular form. And maybe in this leap year, maybe in this Monday that you're going to make things matter, this will be the exact words that will get you not supercharged, not wild up, but get you to make the decision for yourself. Because I'm not here to motivate. I'm not here to be that, hey, yay, yay, awesome kind of person. Because I know that I can be that person and you are awesome. You are a miracle. You are that. But if you don't believe that, if you don't decide to believe that, I'm just going to be sitting here saying the same old, same old, same old. And it'll pick you up in that moment it'll need to pick you up at. But when you're not hearing it from me or from another person, it will drop you down to somewhere even further than you've ever been dropped before. And that is not an empowered way of moving forward into the world. So this is where you get to make that decision. This is where you get to take that leap. And this is where I get to ask you a question around ETA. Your estimated time of arrival. You may have seen the post already floating around social media. You may have seen the video on the Global Movement Facebook page, the Global Movement Summit Facebook page. But here's the equation. Here's the conundrum. Here's the question. And here's the invitation. When do you plan to put yourself in the equation of your own dreams? Stop thinking five-year plans or lifetime goals. Stop dangling to the thread of some far-out, distant, in another galaxy, time and space, ETA. Estimated time of arrival. It's who you are today that shapes your tomorrow. All you need to do is quantum leap into your next breath, with purpose, to tap into your future. Let it happen. Let yourself emerge. Let great things happen in your orbit. In fact, go ahead and drop right into them. Because if you jump right into them, that's where things become exponential. And the only way you get to jump into them is twofold. By deciding from pure consciousness, from pure sacred space, not from trying to save the day, not from trying to prove something or come in with overwhelm, but with an openness to just knowing what's plausible, possible, potential, and purposeful. And in that, you find magic. In that, you find yourself moving closer and closer to creating something that you really want to create. So how does this apply to business specifically? How does this apply to branding specifically? Where does leadership fit in? What about marketing? I thought we were talking about marketing. Well, the truth is, this is the place where consciousness, lifestyle, and business fuse together and meet with and share the same office space as your purpose, your brand, and everything you have been and are yet to be. Because that is the gift in us. That is the common element in this whole equation. That is your gift as a purpose-driven entrepreneur, which I know you are because you're tuning into this and you're still here and you're wanting more. or you're waiting to uncover it and step into it and kind of go, I'm up for that. I've tried this other stuff. I've tried these other games, and I want to create with purpose. Not because it's just a trend, not because it looks cool on a resume, not because that's where all the funding innovations seem to be going these days with XPRIZE and various labs and competitions around the world, but because there's something genuine about it. And I honor the genuineness in it and the genuineness in me. And it's taking, I guess, namaste to a whole other level. Right?
Give yourself permission. Permission to be amazing, bold, generous, valued, celebrated, inspired, and transformed. Because when you choose to live from courage and be authentically real, and you choose to make the moment, meet the moment, step up, and step in, being the true illuminary that you really are, and honoring the supernova within, that's when you honor the invitation to greatness. For more information, head on over to www.lenaski.com.